On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in.
So many new buttons. It's very strange.
Hey, we're in the new studio of KSRO.
Yeah.
No longer in the old studio.
I know. It's very disorienting.
Well, I've got an echo.
I do too. Mike, we hear an echo. It's kind of strange sounding.
It's like two Georges talking.
I know. It's a little bit weird.
One after another.
Okay.
Hey, well, thanks. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Set your dials. I don't know what that means anymore. Right. I think we push preset buttons.
Right. Set your preset button.
Set your preset button to KSRO or set your favorites to KSRO.com.
Mm-hmm.
That echo is...
It's really strange. I'm not sure if we're hearing it from in here. Hold on. Let me turn this down and see if that makes a difference. No, maybe that didn't make any difference.
Maybe I should...
I don't know.
Speak softer.
I don't know. Mike, do you want to come in and hear it and see if you can see what we're talking about?
Well, folks, we call it live radio for a reason. Live on air with George Adair. Hey, folks, while we're working out some of the engineering stuff in here, you can always catch previous shows on KSRO.com under the Ask the Expert series. We've been doing this now for 6 years and very proud of what we've done. That helped quite a little bit.
Did it?
The whole focus of this show really is to focus on mortgage lending, real estate, and also the community that we live in. I talk with people throughout the community all the time and try to keep it interesting. Today, we have a really special guest.
Mm-hmm.
And many KSRO listeners do know him. It's Mike Kelly.
Yes, he has actually been on KSRO for many, many years.
Yeah, he's going to be flying in here any second now.
In. I think I'm coming.
Very experienced.
He's coming through the doors.
He's cruising in right now. And he's going to be witnessing our new studio as well.
Yeah.
We'll have to, you know what? We'll take a picture of our new studio. Are we allowed to do that?
Of course we are. We actually did a Facebook Live the other day from the drive.
We should do that. Hey, Mike.
So we'll get him a mic.
We'll get Mike a mic?
Mike can have a mic.
I can't be the first person that's ever said that.
Sure. That's a good one.
So Mike Kelly, not only is he a Keller Williams real estate agent and a really good one at that, he uses the KSRO platform to communicate what's happening in the real estate market and in the world to listeners every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I don't think I'm hearing myself very well.
Do I have the right one up? I think that I do.
This is my first time in the new studio, too.
Yeah, new studio. I don't think that's right,
Sunday.
Mike.
I don't know.
Yeah, Sunday. See, you get this is your practice run.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It is a little echoey on the air.
It is really echoey.
Yeah, it is. We'll get used to it. We'll dial it in. We've only lost half our listeners in the last 38 seconds. Don't worry, Mike. But we'll get them back. They're coming back.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you and I, we've been doing this business a long time together, and I've only been doing the radio for 6 years. You've been doing it for how long?
20-something.
20-something.
Right, you're on KSRO.
On KSRO. And you're on Sundays at 9?
9 o'clock.
9 to 10?
Every Sunday.
Okay.
Live.
Yeah. And so when you were doing your show, I wanted to kind of ask you a little bit about how your show has evolved from when you started to where you are today. What sort of topics, what do you talk about on your show to keep it interesting and live? Because it's something we sort of struggle with to keep things interesting. What do you do?
Well, you know, in real estate, there's... We always say there's no dumb questions.
Yeah.
So that's one of my emails for the show. It's nodumbquestions@gmail.com.
Nodumbquestions@gmail.
Yeah.
I've heard a few dumb questions, I got to tell you.
Yeah, but you know, they're just questions, George. You're right. We've heard some doozies. Right? But the thing is that with my show, you know, we're talking about market updates. You know, I'm an active realtor in the field.
Yeah.
So we talk about kind of like, not really war stories, but things that we see come up.
Right.
You know, you and I could sit down and talk and, you know, and go back and forth as to, that agent did this or that buyer did that.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? That's kind of stuff.
Sure. Case studies.
Yeah, case studies.
Sure.
So we primarily talk about the marketplace. We talk about basically, actually the interest rate updates, which, you know, you provided to me.
Yeah, and you know the interest rates are moving all the time, so it's good to get a real time perspective on that.
But we talk about the different programs, but over the course of the years, I think it's gradually, because when I got in the business, George, we had something like 2,500 to 3,000 listings.
Yeah.
Right now we have 540, I think, for the entire county. So the thing is that there's a lot less inventory right now, so now we have a different strategy.
And so the inventory strategies. I want to talk to you about sellers and buyers. When you are working with a buyer, one of the questions I prepared here is, what is that singular most important thing that buyer can do to prepare and get their offer accepted, in your view?
You got to use Georgia Dare and get pre-approved for a loan. And I don't want to pre-qual George.
Teeing up a softball.
I don't want people that come in and say, here's a letter I got from my lender that says I'm okay. I want to see pre-approval. I want to know that when I write a contract up, all I need to see, okay, is a preliminary title report, the contract, we get an appraisal.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't. And then we got the loans done, right?
Right. And so sometimes you don't get an appraisal. So we're kind of bouncing around the table a little bit. But let me ask you, why wouldn't we get an appraisal? Is that the cash buyers?
Well, no, not necessarily cash buyers either. I've had some times where we have people that have a lot of cash reserves.
Yeah.
So they will feel that if they get rid of that loan approval,
yep,
which you and I have done before on a couple of deals,
yep,
because we know that the buyer is just solid as a rock. Then what you do, you got to worry about the appraisal, okay? The biggest problem we have with cash deals, George, as you well know, is that you got to get an appraisal, you got to get pre-approved, you got to get a loan, all this stuff. So once you get rid of the appraisal, get rid of the pre-approval, and if you have the reserves, so if it comes in $20,000-$30,000, short on the appraisal, okay, you can make up that difference.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why not going with an appraisal is the best way to go. So
folks, we want to apologize for the audio. What we're working out right now is some new engineering in this room. We've got Greg at the boards helping Michelle. Many thanks to Greg. So we appreciate your patience. Good thing I got a professional in here.
I'll just get it done by Sunday for my show. That's a lot to ask.
I think we should just sit here and go test one, test two, test three for the next.
That would be riveting radio.
It is. It'd probably be more interesting than a lot of the stuff I say. Let me get to my script here a little bit. So tell us exactly again, how long have you been doing radio with KSRO?
KSRO, over 20 years.
20 years, okay.
I started out with, I think it was, Grady was still here. I think Peggy Mulhall was still here. Brian Hudson, I think, was my engineer. I had, Michelle, who's the, Alex Stone. Right, he was my engineer here, and he would sit down and eat cold pizza and cold spaghetti in the morning while I ran it on about real estate. And he was 16 at the time, and he would fall asleep halfway through the show because he was always up and at him, that guy. So
over your years in this business, you've seen agents come and go. There's no secret that there's a lot of real estate agents out there.
Yeah.
But as I say on my show frequently, there's really just a select group of them that are really good at this business.
Yeah.
And you can say the same thing about loan officers. A lot of people come and go. It's funny to watch people bounce around and try to make a go at it. But it really comes down to character. It comes down to knowledge.
Yeah.
In lending, of course. For real estate, what do you think the defining difference is between the agent that really kind of dips their toe in and just doesn't make it versus a team like you and Allison Norman and how well you guys do? What's that defining difference?
Well, I think the defining difference is that you're in it for the long haul, and you treat each transaction with the respect it deserves. What people don't realize is that in our business, George, you list to last. So you need a lot of listings in this business to really make a difference. And when you're getting listings on a consistent basis, you can't just do that part-time. A lot of people come into the industry and Aunt Sally says, find me a house.
Right.
Cool. Okay, we'll find you a house.
Yeah.
And I had one guy literally tell me that he only does 3 deals a year, and he was trying to convince me that I should take his offer. And I said, you only do 3 deals a year. So you're writing an offer for your rent. You only do 3 deals a year. How do you even know what's going on in the marketplace?
You don't. You're disconnected.
You don't. So you need somebody that's doing this full time. You need to be in the flow of the business, George. You know this. I mean, you have uncles and your dad. They've been in the business forever.
Yep.
So you come from that background also.
My grandparents on both sides. So my grandfather was a experienced real estate investor, and when he passed away, he had this huge, lots of real estate properties that were completely underwater. There's I don't want to over glamorize this.
That happens.
Yeah, it does happen. On my father's side, my grandfather Austin Adair, who happens to be my son's name, was a MIA appraiser.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, MAI appraiser, which they don't even use anymore. Real estate broker and a B1 contractor.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And he died when he was 62.
Yeah, MAIs were were kind of hard to find, and they were very expensive to get an appraisal.
Yeah.
And they had, unfortunately, a bad misnomer that they had given. The name was made as instructed. But that wasn't the case. A true MAI was a really smart guy.
They were really smart guys. So one of the other things I wanted to introduce to our audience, and people, you know, they probably know this from your show, but in case my listeners don't, is that you host the weekly marketing meeting of the MLS.
Yeah.
Talk to our listeners about what the value of that is, and that group of, you know, 100 to 200 realtors that show up, that core group. Talk to us about what that's like.
Well, what it is, if you're going to be in the business, and if you're, especially if you're a buyer's agent, where are you finding out about properties that are for sale? You don't do that sitting around your office. I mean, you know, you need to get out into the flow, like I said, of where the clients are, where the business is happening. And each town in Sonoma County, George, has a separate marketing breakfast. Ours is the largest because we have the largest town. But we have normally 125 to 200 people that come there. We have a have-want issue time where we get up and say, I need this, or I have a listing that's coming up in 2 weeks. If you want to get it before anybody else, I'll take it over there today.
You know what you're really good at, though? Herding cats.
You got to.
The have-and-want session could really be a disaster. You got realtors standing up going, I got one. And Michael telling them, okay, we got it. It's enough. Next one.
Yeah, I know. Well, they have it. By the price point, you notice that, George, like if you have a $2.5 million property, you think you get 25 minutes to tell everybody about it. Right? And if you got a $50,000 mobile home, you should be out of there in 1 second. You know?
Right.
So it's kind of funny how they do that. There are agents who just go, oh, they love to hear themselves speak.
Yes. Well, they want to practice. They've been at Toastmasters.
Okay. Well, we have brokers open houses, right, George?
Yes, we do.
So the case in point is that somebody will get up and tell you about this property, like in detail, but go, wait a second, they're going to see it. They're going to go look at it.
The narrative isn't going to be good as the visual.
Drop the adjectives, the adverbs, just get to the darn point, let's go. You know?
Cancel the hyperbole.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you know how radio goes. We're going to go to commercial break, but I'm hoping you're sticking around.
Because
our first 5 minutes was a little wonky. We're going to unwonkify, and I just made that word up. Look it up. I'm George Adair, on air with George Adair. We'll be right back. Thanks.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5 94.5 KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 245370.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We are down. Whoop, I lost some of my quality of my mic.
There we go.
Hey, thanks for joining us. George Adair, we do the show every Wednesday. We are operating in the new KSRO studio and with my good friend Mike Kelly.
Nice to you. I'll be here Sunday for my show, 9 to 10 o'clock.
9 to 10 on KSRO. And of course, we are glad to have Mike in the studio.
Is that like a big screen, Michelle?
I keep waiting for something to show up.
Yeah, we've got four flat screens here, and I think right now they can only show one thing, but eventually we should be able to watch four different feeds.
Here's the thing. It looks like it's dialed in. You know, I'm impressed. And we're going to work through the details.
Exactly. This is only the first couple of days that we're in this new studio.
Very nice.
Well, remember, folks, it's live radio. Welcome to the party.
Exactly.
So are these stain proof for Jackson?
For his Wine Wednesdays, do you think? bottle rings. Hey, so Mike Kelly is, of course, with us today, and we appreciate him coming to the studio. He does it every Sunday from 9 to 10.
Yep.
But you can also find him at Keller Williams with his partner, Allison Norman. And what's the best number to reach you guys at?
It's 707-322-8503.
322-8503. And you have a listing that we know that it's getting exciting. You're getting a lot of offers on.
It's crazy. Well, the market now, as we all know, George, is just kind of like wacky. It's just things are flying out the door.
Yeah.
And this is a typical, it's a beautiful little three-bedroom, two-bath, remodeled home in Roner Park in the G section.
And what's the list price on it?
Price is $529.
Totally affordable.
And I've got four offers already on it. We're looking at offers probably tonight. We're going to sit down and go with the seller. And fortunately, George, we have these things that happen with title companies.
Right.
Where somebody forgot to reconvey the first note off the property.
So we call that a wild deed.
Yeah,
it's hanging out there.
So now we have a first and a second, and the second ain't a second, it's the first.
Yeah.
So now
except for this little thing called in California called first in, first right.
Yeah.
This sounds like who's on first to me.
Oh, no. It's a mess. So we're going to have to go ahead and petition to get it off and all this stuff.
Yeah, or get a bond. Sometimes you got to bond it. Folks, this good intro. We don't talk about title insurance very much on the show because it's such a nuance, but gosh, what a great case study. So, Mike, you're telling me that sometime in the past, there was a mortgage put on a property. It was in a first position, and when that mortgage got paid off by the current mortgage, that lender, which, by the way, this happened a lot in the 08, 09 era, didn't reconvey, which
this
means
recording. This was done in 2007, George.
Right there, right?
Yep. When I saw the date, I went,
Good luck, because so you know what? 385 banks went out of business.
Yeah, yeah. And it was never reconveyed, so it's just sitting there on the property. And our good friends at Fidelity were telling me, okay, Mike, you know, we got to do this. It's going to take 25 days just to get them to kind of communicate with us.
Sure. So, hey, but don't worry. There's internet real estate companies that are out there, and that would work
they'll take really good care of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Those internet real estate companies, that's the future of real estate, Mike.
I've been hearing that for years.
Yeah. Well, it's not, folks. Yeah. So let's talk about the value of a real estate agent. So you get this experience. Mike, you've been a real estate agent for how many years now?
40.
He didn't hear that. He said 40.
40 years.
Yeah, which is strange. He started when he was
a
two.
A long time. When Michelle wasn't even born yet.
That's very kind.
He's got a four-digit BRE number, right?
Yeah. You know, my MLS number is B4550.
Is it?
And when I got that, there were guys that had like 102.
Yeah.
And I would go, that guy's really old.
Yeah.
Now I see people's MLS numbers now, they're like eight digits. Yes. You know, and they go, boy, this guy's really old. You know?
Which is another thing we were talking about. There's a lot of real estate agents out there, but I've done deals with Mike. In fact, what people don't know is my house that I live in now, Mike was a listing agent.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So I represented myself to buy it, and Mike was a listing agent because I'm a real estate broker. And he says, all right, just tell me when you're going to move your contingencies, George. And I'm sure he's like, if you can't get a loan on it, then I don't know what you're doing. He says, so I didn't hear from Mike for 2 weeks.
Well, you know, there's a certain time when you need to get involved.
Yeah.
And there's certain people you know that, okay, you just need to monitor. Okay. And you're one of those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, any lender who's buying a home for himself, who's been in this business for a long time, has a rep, I'm not going to ride his butt.
Yeah.
I'm saying, come on, get it done. Just, you know what you got to do.
Just get it done. You know what you got to do. You know, and we had to negotiate quite a bit. You did a great job representing your seller. But, you know, the reality of it was that's a situation where he was high in his price.
Oh, yeah.
And we ended up coming to terms. And Mike was a big part of that. So
but the
I
reason
appreciate that.
He loved it, Michelle, was that it had a back door to the regional park.
It does.
Even
his
bicycling team.
Yeah.
Yep.
In fact, I just got a text from, I own a bike shop in Windsor. I don't know if you knew that, Mike. I own the Windsor Bike and Sport there. And my mechanic just said, hey, your bike's ready right now.
You're going, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
And the weather's going to be nice tomorrow.
We can leave now. Michelle, I'll do the show. Why not?
You going to take over for us, Mike?
Yeah, take over. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, hey, so here's the thing, Mike. A lot of people are migrating in and out of Sonoma County.
Yeah.
And I've had, in last week I counted, I had three clients that I'd helped with loans in the past ask me first, George, do you make loans in North Carolina or Nevada? Yeah. Two of them were Nevada. And we do at Bay Equity. I'm just not licensed there. So people are leaving, but also people are coming. What are you seeing?
Well, it's funny you say that. We had one of our realtors lose his house in the fire. He went to Tennessee, and with the settlement he got for his contents, not for his house, $138,000, he bought a 2,800 square foot on a half an acre in Tennessee near Nashville.
Wow, yeah.
You know, so seeing a lot of the South is so attractive for so many people.
It is.
You know, you look at, you know, Dave Ramsey's program before this,
yeah.
He talks about owning your home free and clear.
Right.
in, you know, trying to pay cash or whatever. Here in this California, it's a little hard to do when the medium is near 700,000 in our county. Yeah. But when you go to Alabama, you could literally buy a house for $30,000 or $40,000.
You can. And, you know, the income disparity isn't that big, too. I mean, incomes are in some areas, Tennessee, for example, Nashville, depending on what you do, very high incomes. And, you know, relative to home prices. I've had a couple of clients leave and go there. Murfreesboro is a big area out there.
But, you know, the amount of renters in the South is staggering.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I have a friend of mine who moved back there years ago, and now he's a sheriff. And I saw a house for $225,000 in Georgia, just outside of Georgia. I said, you got to get over and buy that. And he goes, oh, I'll never be able to afford that. Mm. And he's a sheriff.
Wow.
So it's just really, really interesting. But we're seeing, you know, folks come in here, obviously, we're the largest demographic in Sonoma County is 55 or older.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of those people are buying second and third, fourth houses.
Yeah.
They own all over the world because we're a destination county. And I always tell my listeners, guys, this is a destination county.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get used to it.
What about industry and business in this county? Is it big enough? Is there enough of it to sustain the millennial group that's growing into their 30s and 40s.
You can come into our county, you can get loaded, you can get something to eat, you can get something to drink, you can get a beer, you can get wine.
Yeah.
We have just that alone is enough of an industry.
Yeah.
But then you throw in the high-tech stuff we got. You
know,
it's a really diverse, deep economy.
Yeah.
You know, we have huge medical facilities up here.
Kaiser's a huge employer here.
Sure. You but Medtronic still, you know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different companies that bring us those upper incomes because those are the ones we need, you know, to be buying houses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the fire, post-fire stuff, as you well know, has been absolutely lunacy. You know, homes selling in excess of 10% of the asking price, all, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
You know, one I saw was 40% over the asking price. It was just staggering.
It is staggering. So how sustainable is this? I would say it's almost a falsely inflated rental market. There's a I don't know about falsely inflated housing market, but there's definitely an inflated housing market from the fires. How sustainable is it? People are always asking me, are we in a bubble? What's your perspective on all that?
Yeah, well, I think you're going to see probably the overbidding for some time.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is still a whole, I mean, we lost 5,200 houses.
Yeah.
Those people are trying to desperately find a house.
Yeah.
The people in the Northeast area have more resources. They have more money.
Mm-hmm.
They've settled. They're walking around with you know quite a bit of change in their pockets.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who want to get into a house. And they're going to go up against you know Michelle buying her house, and they're going to say, "This is our fourth offer. We're buying this today. What do we got to do it?
How do we make it happen?
Come over 200,000 over asking.
Wow.
No contingencies, right, George? Pre-approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
No appraisal." And you go do it, or you pay cash, and you come in, and then you come over with cash to get that property, and you close in 11 days.
Well, and it's forcing lenders to do our job better too, right? The lending environment. I came up with a phrase called do-it-yourself lending. You know, there's a lot of do-it-yourself lending out there, and it doesn't set you up to win the offers.
No.
And so do-it-yourself lending is, you know, your online lenders that are out there to basically offer a lower teaser rate or a lower rate. And you know, it's like they subsidize – the low rate subsidizes the poor service. So in order to compete, lenders like Bay Equity, what we've been doing is we're fully pre-approving. You know, we used to do like a processor pre-approval. Now we're doing full pre-approvals.
Yeah, you got to be.
We have to. Yeah. And that gives us a chance to close in 13, 14 days.
Right.
And that's really a distinctive difference.
It is, yeah. If you're not like that pre-approved, I didn't want to talk to you. If you have not made that commitment to, you know, because when I sit down with a buyer, I have a come to Jesus meeting.
Yeah.
And I sit down with him and I really say, okay, this is what you need. And the first thing I don't want to see until it's done is that you need to talk to George or to the solid lender who's going to get you pre-approved and be done with it.
Yeah, you got to get through the conditions.
Yeah.
And the conditions are really the itemized individual documents that a borrower provides. And if you haven't gotten through those into underwriting, if you've just gone with an internet lender who's run your credit and filled out an online loan application, you're not necessarily getting a loan.
You're not going to be competitive. You're going to lose the houses.
So I want to, you know, I saw, I'll say it, I saw a Redfin for sale sign, which is representative of a new sprouting of industry competitors in real estate. What are the threats in our last minute of talking, and what are the benefits in working with you and Allison and working with you guys as a local agent compared to trying to save a few grand on an internet real estate company?
Yeah, and that's always what it's down to. I mean, we've been having new companies come out of the market forever. I mean, so, and there's a place for them.
Like Help Yourself was the first, right?
Exactly. They only went bankrupt 3 or 4 times.
Right.
But the thing is that when you use a local realtor who's been doing this as long as I have, yeah, who's seen 5 or 6 different marketplaces, okay, that's kind of hard to afford. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm the same as every other great realtor out there. Just give us a call and talk to us.
Work with the local realtor, Mike Kelly, Allison Norman, and tune into their show Sunday, 9 to 10. And I think I'm going to be a guest coming up in a month or so.
You are. You're going to be there. Well, a fun time. We got a whole hour.
Well, geez. Well, all right. Well, thanks for joining us today, folks. Again, Mike Kelly, Keller Williams, great real estate agent, great friend and talk show host. Folks, I'm getting the hook from Michelle, and I'm going to run. But come join us again next Wednesday at noon. Until then, be good. See ya.
I think we have audio.
Okay, I could just.
All right, we're good. There we go.
The preceding was a paid presentation.